lost. Suddenly, I mentioned Basho's poet, Japanese poet, suggestions how to make a poem. He says to see means that you can create haiku as soon as you you realize a thing which gives forth its light. To see means that you can create haiku as soon as you realize a thing that gives forth its light. Its light. To see means, in this case, to see means not only to see through six senses. Through the six senses, you have to see your object, what you can see, but you have to see something what you cannot see. So that's why you have to see your object in front of you simultaneously. Many worlds around your object. That is to see, to see. So to see means, in this case, to see above. I mentioned last Saturday, to see above. To see above means to realize, to attain enlightenment, okay, to enlightenment. Because you can see your object flower in front of you, but simultaneously many worlds around the flower. It's not only the see that worlds intellectually or through your six senses, but through your whole body and mind simultaneously. That is so-called communion or relationship or communications. That's communion, or to say communion, you should attain communion of heart with the heart of your object. So communion of heart with heart. This is pretty important. Buddhism always emphasizes not analyze or synthesize subject or object or between separately, but concentrating on space between in subject and object, that through which they can have communion. Communion of heart with heart. That space is very important. But intellectually, or the science, always we try to have a relationship or communication by virtue of analysis of subject and object separately. That is so-called intellectual understanding, intellectual relationship. And then you check yourself once more again, saying, do you feel comfortable or not? Something like that. Then if you feel comfortable, then you say, that relationship is good. But in Buddhism, relationship or communion is is seen in the broad, you know, perspective. That's why Basho says the meaning, what does to see means, what to see means in order to create a poem, when you are in nature, how can you create poem? So this is not analysis of nature or analysis of subject, not the technique of how to make a poem, but nothing but communion, heart to heart with heart. You have to attain this communion, peaceful communion of heart with heart. That is what? It's not analysis of subject and object. Okay? But through the space between subject and object, this is important. In Japanese, we call human ningen. Ningen means a space between persons. We call human. This is pretty interesting, in a word. Ningen means human means space or between persons. Okay? This is a human. But an intellectual human always take charge in human life or nature's life through the intellectual sense means analysis of subject and object separately. So we are always ignore the space between a thing and person, or a person and a person. We don't. But this is a relation, communion, which is created by space between, okay? That's why Buddhism always emphasizes communion, peaceful communion of heart with heart. Okay? This is a very interesting point. Okay? It is not, understanding that communion through the six senses. You have to digest that communion again and again through the everyday practice. And then simultaneously that communion coming up when you are in nature. At that time you can create a poem. Here is another poem by one of the Japanese poets. This is my translation, so I don't know. It's not a good translation, but I want to say the point. Okay? It says, the peony settles in blossom and in repose. Well, English is not good, but then explain, okay? The peony settles in blossom and in repose. How accurate! It's the flower, how accurate the position its flower takes is. Okay? The peony settles in blossom and in repose. How accurate the position its flower takes is. You know, briefly speaking, the peony. Mm-hmm. Peony. Peony blooms its flower. But he says, peony settles in blossoms. Can't you see? English is not good, huh? Okay. Thanks. Settles in blossom means the peony blooms, but it blooms with dignity, security, peace. Do you understand? That is settles in blossoms. And then peonies can become calm. So that's why he says, repose. And next he says, how accurate the position its flower takes is. You know, when the flowers, the Peony's flower blooms, with dignity and the steadfast, that time he can, Peony creates peaceful world. That is called repose. Okay? In order to make the peony the calm, it has to have very accurate position, place. It has to take. In other words, I mentioned the last Wednesday, if you see the tree, through our senses, we believe trees, you know, grows not systematically, you know. Lots of branches and the leaves there. But if you research trees very carefully, each branch, anyway, grows exactly pre-geometrically. So no mixed up, there is a perfect order, system there. So each branch anyway takes its own position perfectly as it is in order to create, you know, the total picture of the trees. And then if you see the tree, you can communicate. You can attain communion of your heart with the heart of the tree. Okay? So, from this point, I think tree must be tree. I mentioned last Saturday, tree must be tree. Tree must be tree means a tree settles in blossom, in growth, and in repose. At that time, naturally, tree has to take accurate position, okay? Place, time, opportunity, you know, to be present in peace, in harmony. At that time, trees start to speak to you. And then, when you open your heart to the tree, naturally, you can listen to that speaking. If you shut your mind off, at that time, tree always speaking to you, but you cannot listen to. Because human consciousness is very complicated. What we have accumulated a certain pattern for many, many years. So that's why we have to have a certain practice to open our heart enough to listen to the voice of trees talking about its own accuracy of its existence, of existence. So, That's why this is the meaning, simple explanation of this poem. The peony settles in blossom and in repose. How accurate the position its flower takes is. Accuracy means its existence is exactly correct. No discussions, exactly correct. And also, its existence is very reliable, very trustworthy. This is accuracy of existence of the tree. Okay? Or it is. Accuracy means to be stable, steadfast, and completely no doubt, no doubt. That is assurance of existence, exactly assurance existence and simultaneously repose of existence. So within assurance, within the reliability, perfectly, at that time, the repose of peace can be found. Okay? Can be found in its heart. In its heart means in its accuracy of tree, that is heart. So, same applied to the human beings. So how can you show the accuracy, your heart, of existence as a human being? That is, so called that, and we do. Return home and sit in peace in harmony means you become you as you are. But a human consciousness is a little bit complicated, more than anyway trees and birds and animals. That's why we have to a little bit taking care of it. Okay? So that is accurate. So the Buddhist mentions, let's have the peaceful communion with the people, with a thing, means to realize the accuracy to be present. To be present or to sitting on. Exactly. In other words, if you sit here, you have to have a relationship means to have a communion means, with a tape recorder, with you means, I have to attain or realize accuracy. To sit in on right now, right here. At that time, very naturally, I can create the world or space. Space to be comfortable. So I can create a comfortable space to be present. The last Saturday I mentioned your house. Your house has your house is a kind of container, big container, okay? And in this container, there are many furnitures there. Furnitures are not things to be used of, okay? But a furniture always creates something, so-called space. For me, furniture creates space, very orderly space, comfortable space between furniture and you. In relation with the trees in the backyard, the trees in the front, and the lakes, and also birds, sound of the birds, and the children's voice in your neighbor around your house. And also sound of the cars, and the sound of the airplanes Okay? So whole things anyway, many things exist around your container to live in. And also each furniture are exactly settling down in appropriate place, positions they ought to take. And that time, furniture is not the tool to use for the purpose, your purpose, but to create orderly, peaceful space between you and furniture, between the house and the sound of the car, on the street, between the house and the lake, between lake and you. So that's why after working hard daytime, and then you are going back to your home, on the way to go back, you already feel, I am going back home. What do you think? That is a very comfortable space coming up. And through that, you feel comfortable. Even though you don't go home, you are not at home yet. But on the way to go back, still already you have this, your house and furniture, your rooms and circumstances, trees, birds, airplanes, cars, lakes, people, seasons. So all things anyway settle down as they really are. That's why you feel comfortable. So what is the furniture, the couch, and a bookcase, or your bed, or flowers? What is the car, sound of the car outside? It is something wrong, devil? No, it's not devil. It's not good sometimes, but it's not bad sometimes, because it is a part of your house. And also, those stuff, anyway, giving the comfortable space, you know, letting you to attain the accuracy, to sit in, to be present at your home. So that's why relationship, communion, means peaceful communion between you and I, you and things, you and nature, is to realize accuracy, to sitting or to be present, okay? like a tree, like nature. If you go to the nature, you can really feel that, complete beyond discussions. If you want to feel anyway, nature. Go wilderness, sit there. Immediately you can feel accuracy. Accuracy means heart of the nature. Immediately. Because its position is perfect, correct, and reliable. Very reliable, trustworthy. No doubt, completely no doubt. That's why you relax. Okay? So to realize accuracy, to sit in or to be present means has 2 points, okay? 1 point is it's create comfortable space to be present, okay? On the other hand, second point is it create space, being in repose. So that's why I mentioned. See, if you want to be relaxed and free from your everyday routine, anyway, go to nature, go to the wilderness, sit in there. Then you can feel heart of nature means the realizing the accuracy of nature as it is through the trees, to the birds, rivers, lake. And then what you can feel, that is perfect peace, harmony. That is repose. Repose and bliss. So Dzogchen is exactly like this. Because trees, natures, birds, pebbles, microphones always tell us like this. We have to learn this. We have to listen to. We have to have eyes. We have to have ears to listen the voice, heart of the trees, heart of wilderness. But we don't. Because we have already complicated life pattern. Okay. Relating with the memories, etc., heredity, etc., that's why it's pretty easy for us to shut ourselves off from nature, from people, from your object. That's why sitting practice is what? Practice to sit in means to realize accuracy. To sit in right here. And then you can create comfortable space between you and the center. You and people. And then people feel comfortable. People feel comfortable from you. Even though you don't know what it is. It's not analysis of from where that comfortableness comes from you. No. You just be there. And that time, people feel. People are impressed by you. Naturally. Because you practice just sit as it is. This is some total manifestation of the accuracy of your existence as you are. Okay. So that's why last Saturday I mentioned you become what you are. That's it. This is Shikantaza we do. But it's very complicated to take care of our complicated mind. That's why teacher gives you koan and attain enlightenment, etc. But it makes more complicated, you know, life. It makes your life more complicated because you have to think according and you have to contemplate, you know, something in the sitting. How can you make comfortable anyway? So when you have to sit anyway, you have to manifest totally the accurate of your existence. You take a perfect, correct, reliable position. Right now, right here. And then, naturally, something comfortable, feeling, and relation, communion comes up. This is communion of heart with heart. Okay? But same applied to the relationship between teacher and student and friend, you and your friends, etc. We always try to have a certain relationship. How do you feel comfortable? How do you feel? You like it? You don't like it? You know? At that time, how can you manifest the accuracy of your existence? Of course, I don't ignore human problem in everyday living. But all we can do is anyway to manifest total accuracy of your existence. Because this is natural. Your natural. It is natural that how trees exist, how humans exist. It is natural way. That's why every day we do it like this. But we are not, it is a pretty unusual because we have never done before. But basically, our existence is exactly like that.
Okay.
In the Dawkins, he mentions a little bit complicated statement. You know, if you read the Bendoa, it's very beautiful, the statement there. You know, you don't understand, but it's really beautiful if you understand. If you understand the of what I have explaining now, okay. Naturally, you can feel that. You can understand the Dogen Zenji's mentions, but he uses lots of difficult terms. For instance, he mentions when even for a short period of time you sit properly in samadhi means total manifestation of accuracy of your existence. Okay? Perfect position you should take. Right now, right here. That means samadhi. Okay? When you are in samadhi, this is your heart, displaying your heart. Okay? And then the people can have access to you. Otherwise, it's pretty hard to have access to you. So that's why he says, when even for a short period of time you sit properly in samadhi, right now, right here, just like a tree, imprinting the Buddha seal in your three activities, deeds, words, thought, means from your whole body and mind. Anyway, you can create space, the world, spatial world between you and your object. That is what is called accuracy, so-called Buddha seal, he says. Okay? Each and everything, excluding none, is the Buddha seal, and all space without exception is enlightenment. The whole space, completely comfortable, peaceful. That's why whatever kind of your home, messy, beautiful, old, anyway, your home is your home. And your home is always gives you a comfortable feeling anyway. Because furniture is there as it should be. You know, your kitchen is a place where it ought to be. And the sound, the car, and the outside, the trees, birds, etc., all things are placed perfectly where they ought to be. That's why, anyway, whatever kind of the house you have, house create comfortable space between you and the house. That is a place, time, and opportunity you can have repose and bliss. Otherwise, nowhere to attain repose and bliss. It's pretty difficult to find repose in the busy world, in the system of science, system of existence scientifically. It's pretty hard. It's pretty difficult to find repose in the domain of analysis of existence. Well, let's find that repose in your heart, means space between person and person, between you and object. Let's create this space. That is our responsibility we have to do. Okay? Create the space. And then the people really can find a wonderful access to you. That is kind of to light one candle to another. Okay. This is a religious way to walk in peace and harmony every day. Not fancy stuff. Very stable, day by day. But that is exactly a great way to create a peaceful world, to because you can light the one candle and another. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentioned like this. So, in other words, he says, if you sit like this, okay, sit Zazen like this, he says, it assists universally in performing the work of Buddhas. Whole Buddhas. Buddha means total. You have to see the something more than the object, okay? But in many things around the object, because each of many things anyway manifest its own accuracy, where the what kind of a position it should take. So it's Buddha. It's Buddha. According to anyway Basho, anyway you have to see that light. It is light. Okay? But through the eyes we cannot see that light. So, it's Buddha. So, if you sit like this, very naturally, you can assist universally in performing the work of Buddhas anyway. At each of the various places the Buddha Tathagata teach that are as infinitely numberless as the smallest atom particles, etc. Like this. You don't understand exactly through the words. But if you anyway contemplate what I mentioned today, day by day, anyway, regardless of whether you feel good, you don't feel good, anyway, this is unique practice we have to do every day. And then you can understand this. Like performing orchestra. It's like orchestra. We always creating a orchestra, performing orchestra. But we are very egoistic and selfish. That's why we don't see it. We don't listen to. But practically speaking, or strictly speaking, we are one of the performers, you know, music performers. One of the instruments of the orchestra. So all you have to do is to play that instrument, create peaceful, comfortable space. Not analysis of each instrument. There is a certain order. There is a certain discipline how to play. This is what we're sitting, how to sit, etc. Okay. Do you have a question?
Sometimes if I was to become one of our object, how about with space? How does one when you exercise space like this? How do you do that? Or agree with that? How do you? How does one? This morning you emphasized space between subject and object, people. So in practice, or do you also try to become one with space, or how do we use that?
Space?
Right.
Well, space is simultaneous time, so the space is that which you meet with time. You and time meet each other right now, right here. That is simultaneous space. because everything exists in time process. Microphone, eye, and this book. Because through the six senses, we see this book. Immediately, I say, it's book. Means in the time process, book is creature separate from me. So everything exists. Everything exists in time process. So there is no other way. But a time, simultaneous space. That's why, how can you meet time with you? How can you meet time right now? Okay, this is a question. Then you can create space. If you handle time as it is, exactly, you can create space. That space is free from time. Well, space. Space is very vague. Do you understand space? Pretty vague. Space, well, psychologically, space, a lot of space, okay? Simply speaking, in front of you, this is a space. Okay? And also, back, space behind you. This is all space. And space to the right, to the left. This is also space. And space above you, space beneath you. That's hell. I don't know. The space in front of you is very reasonable and understandable anyway, scientifically, intellectually, reasoning, with the reasoning, everything is clear. Just like a garden, you can set up. Do you understand? This is a space, and we like very much. So that's why we are always walking toward this way, not back, you know. Do you understand? But space behind you is very scary because you cannot see it. It's really dark. And the religious leader always stand up behind that space, in the space behind you, and go. Go. Don't worry, I am here. So go ahead. You know? But people always don't like a space behind it, which is dark. That's why they like very much forward. Okay? But they don't want to see that the darkness. It's very scary. But you cannot ignore. That's why the spiritual leader always being present in the space behind you. That is spiritual leader's responsibility anyway. And also right space in the right, space in the left, this is a human relationship anyway. Okay? But when you walk and on the street, around the lake, anyway, let's walk hand in hand, side by side. But we don't walk side by side. We always walk in front and back. Do you understand this one? Do you? When you walk, always you should go first, you know, mm-hmm. Because you are the superiors. You should go first. I'll follow you. And then some spirit say, you should follow me. And also always, I hate you. You know, immediately you are back behind him. You understand? So we are always walking in front and back. Always. We don't want to walk side by side. Side by side is very important. Do you understand, man? You know, look at the people around, walking around the lake, you know. Senior students, to the right, to the left, is very important for us, right? That is a relationship comes from that space, right? Next, space above. That is so-called heaven. Please, you don't understand the space above because it's huge, boundless. You don't know exactly. Well, because human life, how much do you understand human life? We don't know. We know the lots, but we don't know. There are lots of things you don't know. So this is really space above. Then look at your life. When you are completely in a difficulty, what do? You always look up to the sky and pray, please, God, help me. Do you understand that one? But you don't look up at the sky on purpose. Naturally you do. Even though you are a clever man or a wise man or you are stupid, it doesn't matter. You always pray to the sky. Okay, this is wonderful. And next, bottom. Space in the bottom. This is also scary. You know, it's really, what would you say? Abyss. Pre-abyss. We don't know what's going on there. But there is no other way. On the other hand, beneath your life is exactly that space is. The space you have to be rooted. Okay? That's it. So space is pretty important, those stuff. You know, beneath and above, to the right, to the left, and behind, front. We need those spaces, exactly. How can you deal with this, those spaces? So, all you have to do is, let's walk step by step. Any other question?
This dark space behind, is that where superstition and ignorance are?
Yeah, including lots of stuff, you know. Superstitions and devils and the other words and lots of stuff. Do you understand?
Question about death. I'm just wondering about you using the image of darkness that way, and how that relates to the times that you've spoken about, you know, darkness being truth, because all things are evil. Is there any connection? Can I just start over?
Yes, please. Are you? Once more again?
Uh-huh. You talked about the dark space behind you and superstition and ignorance being there. And at least one other time in the lecture you spoke about darkness as being truth, because darkness all things are equal. Now, is there any connection between those two ways that you're talking?
Yes. Through your six senses, it becomes dark. That space becomes dark. But actually, in a broad universal perspective, that darkness is not dark. It's very clear. Because it is related with you day by day. So it's darkness, but we know that we realize it is darkness. When you realize it is dark, it's not dark. Because you realize right now. So darkness becomes light.
Okay, so one of the ways you're using darkness is just when we're not able to see.
Mm-hmm. Use your sense. For instance, the moment, okay? When you say the sound of the finger snap, this is a moment, but as soon as one finger snap appears, it is appeared, but simultaneously it is disappears, okay? So appearance is, one moment is appearance. Appearance of one moment is disappearance of one moment simultaneously. So, but we don't see disappearance of moment. We always see appearance of moment. This is our attachment. So we get it. That is a time process always. We live always in time process. Appearance of moment, and then next disappearance moment. And then new appearance of moment, like this. But strictly speaking, appearance of moment is identical with disappearance of moment, because moment goes fast, very fast. Okay? That's why in the space of moment, there is space in front of the moment and also space, behind the moment.